Everybody. Baby Fangs, Ghost Wolves.
It's the Ghost Wolves Podcast.
Woo. We're back.
We're back. It's been a while.
Yep, we forgot to podcast there for a good few months.
Sorry about that.
We were busy recording, writing, doing all sorts of stuff, but now we're back in Europe on tour, and we're back to the podcast.
Yes, so here we are, driving. We're in the UK right now.
We're driving on the
M4.
Other side of the road.
Yeah, man.
Johnny's doing it. I did it a little bit, but it was different.
I feel like there's some serious algebra going on in my brain. It's not that serious, but it's just sort of the image I have. My brain right now is very, like, mathematical.
It does. It makes you think differently. You see the whole world differently when you drive on the other side of the road.
Yeah, man, everything's mirrored, and you gotta make sure you don't mess up, because it could be really easy to go down the wrong way and cause a big wreck. But what I've heard, and I haven't experienced this, is that if you are in a car from another country and people see you make a mistake, they're really pretty friendly about it, and they'll help you. And I believe that, just because these people are really friendly over here.
People are so friendly in the UK.
They are so fantastic.
Neil, the promoter from last night, he was the nicest person in the UK ever.
He's the nicest person we've ever met.
Maybe in the whole world.
Well, we know some pretty nice people.
But I mean, come on. He was so nice.
He's like a sugary sweet snack.
We loved him so much. We had such a fun show last night in Bristol.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we should talk about our trip so far.
Let's talk about our trip so far.
Okay, so we left. It's been a week and week and a day. Today's Thursday, so it's been a week and 2 days since we left Texas, and we arrived, and we've learned that when you travel that far, it's really nice to have a day off or 2 days off before you have to start doing gigs.
Yeah, it took us about 24 hours as far as leaving, getting to the airport, getting on the plane, arriving, then the time difference. It was already the next day when we arrived. So to catch up and try to get on the schedule over here, it's just exhausting.
I think we slept for 24 hours.
Yeah, it's like we lost a couple days there.
We went to sleep.
It's really disorienting.
We got to our hotel in Cologne, Germany, at like 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we seriously slept until like 2 o'clock the next day. That was crazy.
Even crazier was that we even got to Cologne, because we landed in Paris. It was like 7 in the morning, and I could barely keep my eyes open, but we rented the car, and Johnny drove to Cologne. I don't even know how he did it.
It's just lots of coffee.
So I think I made
3 coffee stops on the drive. So we were in Cologne, which is a beautiful, beautiful place to have a day off. We got the cathedral, the old city, the River Rhine is there. It's just super nice.
Kind of cold, but the weather wasn't too bad.
It's really mild over here.
It's a mild winter for them, and so we're enjoying that.
Which is, it's troubling from an environmental perspective, but from being a band on tour perspective, it's pretty great, because you don't have to compete with any snow so far, and it's, the weather's mild, so people are out and about.
Yeah, we heard that you guys got some snow back home, so that's kind of exciting. That rarely happens.
Tell us about your snow in Texas. If you comment on this, if you see this posted somewhere, let us know about your snow experiences, because we love it when it snows in Texas.
I know. So cool. All of the dogs love it. It's just their ideal weather. They run around and they eat it, and they just love it. But yes. I doubt there was even enough for them to eat.
I wonder if Bones got to get to eat any snow.
Aww.
We got a new puppy in the family. Yes, so we, in conjunction with our family, we rescued we think he's a Pyrenees mix, but we're not sure. He looks like a Great Pyrenees a little bit, but he's huge, 4-month-old male, all-white, beautiful puppy.
He's already 35 pounds, right?
He's huge. Yeah, he's 35 pounds.
His paws are bigger than little bears.
Yeah, he's going to be
she's almost a year
massive
old.
Animal. Yeah, he's amazing.
So. He's adorable. He's having so much fun playing with Little Bear. They just play and play and play and play all day long.
They're the ultimate playmates. So we really miss Bones a lot.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of videos. My dad's been sending us videos. So.
Yeah, we at least got a day or two to hang out with him after he became part of the family. So that was cool.
Yeah.
But now we're in Europe, and we're, so So we went to Cologne for a day off, and then we played our first gig in Ludenscheid, Germany, which you probably have never heard of.
We've never heard of it.
It's in the Sauerland. That's what they call the area.
Sauerland.
Which I don't know what that means, but that's what the locals call their area. And it's a town of... It was surprising how big that town is. 300,000 people there, which seems like a lot.
Wow, that's bigger than Brighton.
I know. It's crazy. And it was interesting because the place we played and the town that we played in doesn't get a lot of bands like us. Just, they don't. And at least several people told me that. And so it's fun to go to little towns like that. I say little town, but it felt like a little town. But go to a town that doesn't get bands like us and play for people and see what happens, because you never know with people. But our friend Shadow, who is a German fella, put on the show, and we've known him for a while, and he did a good job. He really did get people out. It was packed. And
yeah, we met him when we toured with the 69 Eyes, and he's been a friend of ours ever since. And he really showed us a good time. It was great hospitality, and a lot of his friends that he's known for a long time came out, and it was real kind of like a community thing. All the people in the scene from that area were there, and we had a good time.
It was fun. And then we went to the Netherlands, and we went to a town called Utrecht, which is right south of Amsterdam. That was about a 3-hour drive, and played a place called DB's on, what night was that? Saturday night. Last Saturday.
Now that was a fun show.
That was crazy.
That was the best show we've had in a long time, I'd say.
Yeah. I think
just
so.
Just everything about it, the production, value, the sound, just the venue itself.
The venue
the crowd.
Was amazing. It was like a 150 capacity room probably, and a complex with rehearsal rooms, 70 rehearsal rooms stocked with gear.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And vegan kitchen.
Yeah, all vegan restaurant.
A cool hangout restaurant area.
Super cool cafe.
Unlimited coffee and tea.
Yeah, I love that. Like, you just get your coffee cup, and there's, like, these vats of coffee. You can just go for it. And I love that when places aren't stingy with the caffeine. You know? It's cool, man.
There were a couple...
have to pay for a refill.
Interesting bands that we played with.
Yeah, we played with, a skiffle band, and then we played with another duo. And they were both really great in their own ways, and it was a nice because it was a variety show. It wasn't, like, you know... the same bands all the time.
Yeah. Good sounds.
Yeah, and the crowd was killer. Like, for some reason, we've never played there before, but we had a great crowd. Like, probably at least 100 people.
Yeah.
And we got an encore. They wouldn't let us stop. Sold a ton of records. Like, people were cool as shit over there.
Yeah, they were in it with us from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
And
their
beyond.
English was good, too, which was really nice.
Right.
So we could talk to people.
That makes a difference.
And they got they could get with the banter, and they could hear the show. Yeah, that makes a big difference. So then we played there.
Yeah, and we tried this local liquor from there.
Yeah.
It was,
Heaven? Oh, crap.
Shoot.
Well, anyways, you go to Amsterdam, or you go to Utrecht, ask them for the local liquor. I don't even know what it was made out of.
They had two different kinds, and one was, like
aged.
A younger one, and then the other one was aged in bourbon barrels, and it was actually really good.
What was it made out of? I never got a straight answer.
Yeah, it was grain liquor, but it was kind of like a gin, but it wasn't a gin. It sort of had some floral notes in it. I don't know, it was just the local thing.
Yeah.
So that's what we decided
to
try.
It's fun to try the local thing. Like, we were going to have some tequila, and then we thought, well, why have tequila? Can have any tequila we want at home. Like, let's have... something else.
It was called...
It was like Hefefer or Hennefer or something like that. Well, if anybody out there knows what the hell we drank the other night, feel free to write us an email. But it was delicious, and the people were real friendly. We stayed up till like 4 talking to everybody. And, you know, weed's legal there. I think that just makes people cool. Like, if you can go smoke a joint and not have to worry about getting arrested. And they all ride their bikes and...
Everybody was on bikes. I don't know.
There's just something about that area. Holland is so cool. And we're going
several times on this trip, we've wished we had bicycles
SUV type of vehicle, and I don't know. I guess we could roll with some bikes. That would be cool.
Get a bike rack.
Get a bike rack.
It'd be take some doing, but
everything is so small over here. Like, you hate to have more stuff on your vehicle because we go in these parking garages.
Oh, that's true.
Barely fit in them.
It's unbelievable how small.
Parking is so tight over here.
Their parking garages are.
Yeah, I mean, they have figured out down to the centimeter how much of you can fit a car in most places.
Really?
Crazy.
It's
so
difficult.
Anyways, then
we went to Belgium.
Yeah, we had two nights off. Well, actually, really three nights, but one was a travel day. So we went.
Well, two were travel days.
Two were travel days. So I asked our promoter in Holland where we should go, because I don't know anything about that area. And it's great when you have a local suggestion on what to do with your time. So he suggested that we go to Antwerp because it is super old and really beautiful and really intact from the war. It didn't get blown up too bad. And he was right, man.
It was absolutely stunning.
It was gorgeous. Like, really old, killer architecture, cathedrals, and old medieval town. Like, an old city that you could walk around in, just full of restaurants. It looked like Disneyland.
Yeah, it didn't look real. It was still kind of foreign to see that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So when you do see it, it just looks fake. Like,
yeah.
What is this?
It's, yeah.
Like, looks like it's a facade.
Did they just build this for us?
But yeah, we stayed right across from the main train station there,
yeah,
and it was just beautiful.
We had a couple really nice meals and just enjoyed time off in Europe, which, you know, we try not to have days off on, but it is nice to have one or two on your trip so you can relax and not be working every day, which is what we usually do. So
it was nice to check out a new city, and we recommend it if you're ever in Europe. That's not the first place you'd necessarily think of to visit, but
no, it's not.
We would recommend it. And
yes,
another place we would recommend is where we just were. Bristol, UK.
No. Brighton.
Oh, Brighton. Sorry, I'm getting my days confused.
We're going to Bristol right now. We're on the way to Bristol.
On the way to Bristol.
Last night, we played.
Coming from Brighton.
We played Brighton, United Kingdom.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. By far, one of the coolest towns I've been to in my entire life.
Me too.
Just
hands down. And we've been to a lot of towns.
I've been to a lot of towns.
We've been to so many towns.
I've been to some towns.
So
I've been to at
towns.
Least a handful of towns. I've seen a lot of towns. No, but something about Brighton, man. It's right on the coast. It's an hour south of London. It's small. It's only 200,000 residents, which you would never guess, because it is overwhelmingly full of art and killer food, killer clothing stores. Everybody's styling, and like, there's like a really big, I guess, LGBT, I can never say this.
LGBTQ.
Like, queer scene there, and there's tons of drag queens, and so all the clothing stores are like totally audacious and crazy, and everything there, and the music venues, I mean, I can't even put it into words how cool it was.
Yeah, we want to go back there and spend some time, you know, just checking it out, because we just got a little flavor of it, and it was enough.
The shops were nuts, like the coolest shops, and no attitude, everyone's so nice, like. And we played, so our gig last night was in a bar, basically, the downstairs bar of a venue with a, like, an upstairs venue where it's a real venue upstairs and just a bar on the bottom floor. But these guys it's Weirdsville and Stay Sick, and that's the two promoters. And they put us on a Wednesday night, and we had, like, 60 or 70 people come to see us. It was just us and then DJs. And that it was amazing. Like, I don't know who these people think we are, but they apparently heard about us and came to see us and were way into the show. And we got encores, and they were clapping a lot and made us feel really welcome.
Yeah, and it was also a vegan kitchen there. We had some really good kind of vegan junk food, but still delicious
food. We got
food.
The least junkiest thing on the menu, though.
Yeah.
Because it was like, but it makes sense because it's a pub, so you want to have, like, drinking food, will hot dogs, french fries,
chili cheese fries.
Yeah. So we had chili, vegan chili cheese fries, which were super flavorful, and this chili was really good. The vegan cheese was like really gooey and good. And then we had like a gyro doner kebab sandwich.
Yeah, which was a handmade seitan that was sliced off of a big chunk of it, just like how they do the meat, but vegan style. So anyways, it was delicious.
And it was cute because the place is called Beezlebabs, and that was the kitchen. And the venue was called the Hope and Ruin, but the kitchen had its own name. And it was like a half of a trailer cut off and put up against the wall. To make a window. And they were kind of like metal with their shirts and stuff.
Yeah, Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
The Satan.
It was really cute.
People don't know what Satan is. It's a gluten product. It's like a wheat gluten kind of meat
substitute.
Yeah.
But actually, Satan, if I remember right, is really ancient, isn't it? It goes back to China, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sort of like tofu is really ancient too. Anyways,
but there are just so many artists in that town.
Yeah, everybody that showed up to our gig they were like
hip looking,
really cool looking, and
really nice.
Really into music, and the DJs were spinning like incredible rhythm and blues and early rock and roll and blues. And
Brighton has a long history of just kind of a cool vibe. That's where the people from London have been going, you know, for over 100 years to go shopping and to just kind of spend some time by the sea. And so there's a lot of old architecture there, and even a palace sort of thing that was built for one of the kings or a prince. And
it's like Indian-inspired. It looks like an Indian palace, which makes sense because the British ruled India.
Oh, yeah, that's really interesting.
So I think it had to do with that.
That's right in the middle of it all. And then there's these little lanes. It's known for kind of like these little alleyways, but there's shops in them. So cars can't go through there, but people walk through there. And there's every kind of little eclectic shop you can imagine.
It is real cute.
And it used to be an old fishing village, but then it just kind of morphed into this really open-minded, like, mecca of just
coolness.
Cool. Yeah.
Mecca of coolness. There is so much vegan and vegetarian food. I think every other restaurant, or almost every restaurant there, is a vegan place.
Yeah, Neil was saying that you can go to pretty much any restaurant, and they'll have a vegan menu, not just like the little token option that, you know, that's like an afterthought, but they'll have a whole menu where, you know, there's options for people who don't eat meat, so.
Yeah.
That's pretty good
special.
Perk.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
I could hang out in that town. So we'll definitely be back, and we made some great friends there, and everyone was great to us.
Yeah, and I can't wait to come back.
I mean, honestly, that gig last night and the experience was the pinnacle of why I like to tour.
It's true. You meet amazing people. I mean, when you're lucky and when all the planets align and everything's right.
Everything's on the table.
Yeah, it makes you want to keep going. It makes you just like so thankful for the opportunity and the experience.
Grateful for this opportunity, and you are on your cloud nine. You wake up the next day in such a good mood, and you want to just take the whole world on. Or you want to like go to bed and pull the covers over your head and never get out of bed ever. And drink a whole bottle of wine.
And then you trying to figure out what you're going to do.
You're like, I think we should just quit. Like, seriously, in the last week, we've had the conversation of maybe we should quit, and how can we ever quit in the span of like 3 or 4 days? It's like touring and doing this as pretty much an unknown band, which we still are, and sort of like rolling the dice and going out and hoping things go well, even though we're working with people that we trust and everything. Like,
and we are planning it too.
Yeah,
but
it's hard to get, you don't know, like, we're not advanced selling out all our shows, so we're not sure there's going to be people there. We're not sure it's going to go well.
It falls a lot on the local promoter, and
yeah.
You know, and since like we didn't know Neil before last night, so we don't know these promoters in advance unless we're working with them, you know, again. But
yeah.
It was our first time there, and so you just don't know. But
well, you do work with people that you have an acquaintance with.
Well, so our booking agent knows people, and he's worked with him repeatedly.
And the record label too, because Dirty Water Records. So there is some of that. I mean, we do have to make sure we give that credit. It isn't truly just gambling. I mean, there is some, like, planning.
Yeah, but it's...
But it is a gamble for them even, though, because they don't even know. I mean, it could rain and people won't come out or something.
Yeah, it's all a gamble.
So...
But our main thing is that we try to keep it fun.
Yes.
And,
low expectations.
Yeah, and just keep it positive. Mm-hmm. And
try to rock out as hard as we can, no matter how many people are in the gig, because that, we've learned that if you don't do that, you might as well just pack it up, because one of those, well, first off, the 4 or 5 people that are at your gig, if you're having a bad night, they deserve your best show, because they're there, and they paid, and whatever, and they traveled to be there. But also, you never know who one of those people might be.
Well, and then even beyond that, for me, it's being in the moment with the music. That's why we traveled all day. That's why we traveled for days and lost a couple days on the way to get to...
Days of our lives.
...this wherever random village we are in the middle of who knows where. It's in the end about the music and about being in the music... forgetting about everything else in that moment. And that's kind of what gets us through. And you know, sometimes you get higher on it and you're elevated if the crowd's with you, and then they elevate you and you get to this like magical spot.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you're after.
But just be magic.
You know, you don't get that every time, unfortunately.
The pure shit.
But you can try for it, you know?
All you can do is try. So, anyways, we're going to wrap it up because we try to keep these under a half hour. And we appreciate you guys listening.
Thanks for listening.
Before we go, though, we have a new record coming out with 2 songs on it. And it's coming out tomorrow. Well, let's see when you'll be listening to this. It may not be tomorrow. But February 7th is tomorrow right now. And it's coming out on Dirty Water Records. And it's 2 songs from the recording sessions that we recently released, that Third Man Records released. So it's like a sister release to that. Same studio, same time period. And we really love the music. And we're really excited because Dirty Water Records has been around since forever. And they're kind of a legendary label in their own right. And have this massive, incredible catalog. They're from London. And...
Yeah, they're super rock and roll, and we are really excited to be putting a record out with them. It's a 7-inch vinyl. You can order it. You can pre-order it on our Bandcamp page. So go to our website, theeaglesouls.com, and you can link to it there.
And go out and spin it on Spotify. It's Let's Go to Mars and Last Man are the 2 songs. It's our pre-apocalyptic, intergalactic punk blues record.
So, we can't wait for you to hear it. So thanks like so much, guys.
Let's say it together. Pre-apocalyptic, intergalactic punk blues
trash music.
So go check it out. Ghost Wolf signing off from the UK. We love you. We'll do another one soon.
Ghost Wolf.
Ow, ow.